When Man of Steel opened, the latest rebooting of the Superman story was met by indifference, relief, or scorn. But change is one of the few constants in the universe of heroes, especially the comic book variety. Few heroes of Superman's stature remain static. As the last son of Krypton is reborn again under the guidance of filmmaker Zack Snyder, hardcore fanboys, nostalgia-steeped baby boomers, or the culturally curious all might benefit from realizing that different versions of the Big Blue Boy Scout are as endless as the diverse takes on King Arthur, from Alfred Lord Tennyson and T.H. White to George Romero's Knight Riders and the Sci-Fi Channel's Merlin. Most contemporary comic book superheroes, like most folklore or fairy tales, from Robin Hood to Ulysses, Star Wars to The Lion King, use universal symbols and stories that author and George Lucas influence Joseph Campbell called the hero's journey, a pattern to the narratives. A hero ventures forth from the ordinary world into a place of wonder and danger. Amazing forces are encountered. A mentor helps, and a decisive victory is won. The hero returns from his quest with the power to help his people. From countless books to TV's Lost and the multimedia Harry Potter, there are slight deviations. For example, mentors could be Kal-El's biological or adoptive father, or Captain Marvel's wizard. There's Spider-Man's Uncle Ben, or Batman's butler, Alfred. Still, some basics remain consistent. That's why a reboot or a modern version, think Robin Hood, Men in Tights, doubting purists, help reach new audiences. This year is the 75th anniversary of the publication of Action Comics number 1 with Superman on the cover, and the 80th anniversary of the very first comic book, Eastern Color Printing's Funnies on Parade, a free promotional booklet of original works featuring newspaper characters such as Mutton Jeff and Joe Palooka. A comic book, of course, is a magazine made up of visual images and text systematically placed as to convey a tale, usually with narrative structure and recurring characters. The late great comic artist and industry icon Will Eisner, who created The Spirit, defined comics as sequential art, an art and literary form that deals with the arrangement of images and words to narrate a story. Many media were quick to pick up on comics' characters. Max and Dave Fleischer in the 1940s produced 17 quality Superman theatrical cartoons. Radio broadcast The Adventures of Superman from 1940 to 51. Movie serials included cinema's first superhero in 1941, Captain Marvel, followed by Batman in 1943, just 4 years after his comic debut, the character arguably derived from Zorro, created by Chillicothe native Johnston McCulley, Captain America in 1944, and Superman in 48, starring Kirk Allen. TV's Adventures of Superman followed in the 50s, starring George Reeves, reportedly conceived in Galesburg, where his mother, Helen Lesher, lived for a time, and the camp Batman series and movie, 1966. But few feature films were tried until 1978's Superman the Motion Picture, which established the genre as commercially viable and critically acceptable. Now there seem to be a few superhero movies a year, keyed this summer by Man of Steel, directed by Snyder from a story co-written by Christopher Nolan and partly shot in Illinois. Starring Henry Cavill in the title role, the 143-minute Man of Steel co-stars Amy Adams, Russell Crowe, and Kevin Costner. The story is more universal than a remake, much less a sequel. A boy realizes he has extraordinary powers and is not from Earth. As a young man, he journeys to discover his roots and purpose here, but his journey is interrupted, or focused, when he must accept the mantle of hero to save the planet. He becomes a symbol of hope for humanity. A lot of comic superheroes were orphans or had father issues, which is true of many of our best stories. Moses is left adrift on the Nile. Darth Vader comes clean. Batman sees his parents murdered. Indiana Jones has to cope with his dad, then being a dad. Reconciliation happens. Also, in both the 1978 and 2006 Superman films, Superman was depicted as Christ-like, with Jor-El as a god figure. Jor-El casts out Zod. Superman Kal-El's spacecraft resembles a star like Bethlehem's. Martha Kent could not have a child like John the Baptist's mother Elizabeth or Abraham's wife Sarah. Clark leaves Smallville and travels to the wilderness, where he interacts with his father. One of Jor-El's recordings says to Kal-El, "I have sent them you, my only son." In print, superheroes changed with the times. Batman, Bruce Wayne's corporation, became a pioneer in green technology. Clark Kent traced the Kent family to Kansas abolitionists, and he left the struggling Daily Planet. Although villain Lex Luthor has always been part ruthless capitalist and part fascist empire builder, it's a cliche because it's true. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Up, up, and away.